From KUER News in Salt Lake City, I'm Diane Maggiapinto. A new study confirms that warming temperatures are causing diminishing flows for the Colorado River. From our Southwest News Bureau, KUER's David Fox reports on what that means for the Lake Powell pipeline.
Over 40 million people across the western United States depend on water from the Colorado River. And according to a study published yesterday in Science magazine by two U.S. Geological Survey scientists, climate change could lead to a 20 to 30% decrease in the river's flow by the middle of the century. Brad Udall is a senior water and climate researcher at Colorado State University. He says these findings underscore the need for extreme caution when it comes to adding new demands on the system.
It's a shrinking reservoir and a shrinking supply, and no one gets a free pass on a new diversion.
He says that includes the proposed Lake Powell pipeline, which would transport water from the Colorado River Basin to southwest Utah. But local water officials argue that climate change is partly why they need the project. Zachary Renstrom manages the Washington County Water Conservancy District. He says the region depends solely on the Virgin River and needs a secondary source of water.
Having a community based upon one small desert tributary of the Colorado River makes me extremely worried.
The Bureau of Reclamation is preparing a draft environmental impact statement for the pipeline. David Fox, KUER News.
A bill to help end vaping in schools passed the Utah House yesterday. It would allow school officials to confiscate and destroy e-cigarettes belonging to students. It would also add a health curriculum about the harmful effects of vaping. Its sponsor, Republican Representative Susan Pulsifer, says her bill targets the reason students start vaping in the first place.
Components of emotional and social and mental health are contributors to the use of e-cigarettes and other harmful substances. This plan would promote opportunities to help students feel included and increase connectiveness.
The bill is one of several this year aimed at combating the rising rate of e-cigarette use among teens. That bill now heads to the Senate. The Bureau of Land Management is publishing specifics today about its changes to managing sage-grouse habitat in the West. The Mountain West News Bureau's Madeline Beck reports.
BLM's 2019 sage-grouse management plan opened up more of the iconic bird's habitat to activities like grazing, mining, and development. The agency says it aligned federal and state plans and encouraged job growth. But an Idaho judge stalled those plans last year, saying they needed to analyze more environmental impacts, alternatives, and science. That case is ongoing. Now, the BLM is publishing more about its reasoning and the impacts of its plan. Environmental groups are responding that it's just excuses, arguing that the judge shouldn't take it into consideration because the BLM used flawed, incomplete information. The sage grouse is considered an indicator species, meaning it reflects the health of its habitat. To read or comment on the BLM's draft impact statements, search for sage grouse on the Federal Register online. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Madeline Beck.
The public comment deadline is April 6th. The Navajo Nation and New Mexico's San Juan County have entered into an agreement to pursue a freight railroad to serve the Four Corners area. That means cooperation between both governments to pave the way for rail service and the improvement of the local economy. Over the last few decades, there have been several feasibility studies to examine proposed alignments of freight rail service to the Four Corners. The rail system would be a short line intended to carry freight from the area of San Juan County south through the Navajo Nation and to the established Interstate 40 Corridor Railroad. A new poll says Western voters support action on climate change more than they did a decade ago. The Mountain West News Bureau's Maggie Mullen reports.
This is the 10th year privately funded Colorado College conducted the survey. The first time around, 48% of respondents answered yes, climate change is a problem requiring action. This year, that number is up to 59%. Latina respondents were particularly concerned about this existential crisis. Maite Arce is with the nonprofit Hispanic Access Foundation. She's not surprised.
This makes really good sense to us because Latinos and other communities of colors are disproportionately impacted by pollution and wildfires and clean water issues.
The survey, Conservation in the West, spoke with 3,200 registered voters across 8 states, including each state from our region. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Maggie Mullen.
In Utah, 64% of respondents identified as a conservationist. I'm Diane Maggiapinto, KUER News.